this is part two of our discussion of Lisha, or Lush, as we choose to call it. Last time round, what we dealt with was largely academic. We went through the sugyos of the Gemara, the Shabbos Yudches, Shabbos Kufnun Hei. We tried to get a basic understanding of what Lisha is. We started out with the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, which may have been the closest thing to clarity we had all hour, which was joining two separate fine entities of different materials via added liquid or potentially their own moisture. We had a lot of discussion about whether the iser is violated when one adds the liquid or when one does the mixing. We offered that there may be a distinction between two different kinds of materials as a matter of the bargibul, la bargibul. As a conclusion, we basically said, don't do any of the above. If it is a material which will bond and which people normally mix together, if it's a material which does bond when you mix together the solid material with the liquid, then we don't want you adding liquid and we don't want you mixing. If it's a material which may not, then there might be a tzad to say that it's only violated when you mix and not when you add the liquid. However, we noted that there are enough poskim who will prohibit all around that lamaisa we don't do it. We do not do it. According to the Rambam, according to others, perhaps adding the liquid is a derabanan. Perhaps anything involving a material that won't bond is only a derabanan. Okay. What we now have to talk about are the practical issues that come from this. So, first of all, defining dough. What exactly is dough such that Lisha will be a malacha? So clearly, we're talking about something that is like dough. Whether you say this came from Samaman and Rabbi Yaris, I did try to look into how they made a dye and what are called dye stuffs that they actually put into the liquid. But no one wants to discuss the dye stuffs once they've been used. No one talks about what the state of the dye stuffs is afterwards, such that I would understand whether this actually, bunched together or not. So I came up empty-handed. But clearly, we mean that it should be like a dough, and therefore, if the items do not melt together, there is no issue. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, for example, raisins in rice cereal are not going to be an issue. Mixing raisins into your rice cereal is not an issue. Bread in soup, assuming it's not a bishul issue, are also not going to be a problem. But there are two different types of dough. There's what we call blila ava, or ava, and there's what we call blila raka. Blila ava means a thick mixture. I actually put the raisins, I didn't notice, I put the raisins discussion there in Source Aleph, where he talks about mixing things into cereal. Okay, so you have it there. But blila ava is a thick mixture. The Prima Gadim in Source Base quotes the Ola Shabbos. The Ola Shabbos Hiksha, Amashakasa of Haramza. Zera Pishtan Chayav Dimidabek Ahadadi. The Ola Shabbos asks, we have the Rambam saying, which is really a Gemara in Tzvachim, that flax seed, when it gets wet, sticks to itself, and therefore that's a form of lush. Kolshkin kemach denidbak, and then certainly flour is going to mix together. My pasuk Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is seen as mayim potter, and he says, I don't understand. The flax case is a case in which you just added water, you didn't do any mixing, and yet it's already merging. So why is it that he says that if you add water, you're potter, you've already made the mixture? And he says, that's a really good question, the Prima Gadim says. And here he uses the key phrase that I wanted you to see. He says, it could be that when you're dealing with flax seed, they stick together such that you could pick up some of it, and it's actually a lump together, and therefore you are liable for lush. When you pick up part of it, the rest of it will join with it. As opposed to when you're talking about the flour and water, so that doesn't stick together well, and if you pick up part of it, the rest of it will fall apart. Anybody who's ever baked knows that, right? If you take flour and you pour some water into it, so it will clump together, but if you pick up some of the flour, the rest of it isn't coming with it. That far it won't go. The idea is that it pulls together. That's the baking terminology for this. If you take a look at Source Gimel, I brought you from a website, How to Mix Bread Dough. know. There were varieties that you could have brought from, but this one was particularly cheerful. So I brought this one. Very you-can-do-it type of approach. Gluten is what gives bread its chewy texture and is critical to a satisfactory loaf. I'm having flashbacks to our Fummies discussions of 2 years ago. Fortunately, with a good high-protein flour, gluten development is easy. Right? You're familiar with the chemical process, right? We've discussed this before. Your yeast is consuming the sugars, it is producing gas, and then the gluten is what gives the structure to the gas around the gas bubbles, such that you have your bread, and your bread rises with the gas bubbles and so on. So he says wheat flour contains two proteins, gliadin and glutenin. When these two proteins are hydrated, the dough is mechanically worked, they come together to form strands of gluten. Think of them as tiny twisted ropes. When the gluten is developed, the dough will be elastic. And traditionally, the window pane test is used to gauge gluten development. Window pane test. What is that? Pinch a small piece of the dough, pull it away from the dough ball. It should be elastic, almost rubbery, and pull away into a thin membrane. When you pull the dough away, you get this stretch of material that's just very thin. That's the pulling away point that we consider to be blila afa. That's a real dough. That's a thick dough. As opposed to blila raka, it does not pull together. So the Chazon Ish I brought you in Dalet says, Nira de raka hainu de nishpach v'nirok. It means that it can be poured. Avalakati hain gush, it's still solid. Below nozel, it's not a liquid, but it'll pour and it won't pour out in lumps. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa in Perek Ches, Sif Ches, seems to say it also. The same idea. The Shmir Shabbos in Lush, Be'er Rechavot Lamed Vav. I didn't bring it on the sheet because I didn't want to go there, but he notes the discussion, the parallel discussions in Hilchos Brachos regarding whether something is a dough for bread, and Hilchos Shabbos whether something is a dough for Elisha, and he has a nice discussion of Shesisa. If anybody wants, I can give you Mar Makomos on it, but basically you want to look in the Shvisa, the Shabbos, Lush, Be'eruch, Lamed Vav. So if you're dealing with Blila Raka, it is still Lisha. However, it is deficient. And so writes the Shevet Alevi in Hay. He says, Yeshnam Gimel Gidarim Bedine Lisha Shin Chavalev. He says, there are three categories. Of, that's the thick one, pulls together. Rach, the soft one. V'nozel Mamash, and really liquid. Diba'av L'kulayama Yesh Lisha V'gibul. Av, for sure. That's bona fide lush. Uberach gamkin kaima lan la halacha b'siyata d'shmaya d'yesh geder lisha v'lo huter raka yidei shinui. He says with the rach one, it also is called lisha, and it will be mutter if you do with a shinui, but otherwise not. Aval akopanim ubegeder lisha k'tzas. It is lisha somewhat. Aval mashu knows lima mash, but if it's really liquid, da'ainu kishema arvim eza avka kikafe uchadome. Like if you were to take powder like coffee and mix it into water, in parentheses, assuming you don't have visual issues, v'nishar nozel kamayim, and it's still just as liquid like water. V'pshitos she'ein geder lisha. Of course, that is not lisha. Why are we so lenient with blila raka to allow it with a shinoi? So the Mishnah Berurah gives the obvious answer: it's not dough, right? In source vav, he says v'davka blila ava blila raka lo shayach mazel lisha. That's not called lisha, and then you need a shinoi and so on. However, I should note another possible view. Another possible view is not that it's not dough, but that this is like shinui. It's really about shinui. It's not the normal level of thickness. The reason I stress that is because what if I make bread, but I do it with a thin dough that's still thicker than what he's calling blila raka? If you could really make such distinctions, I'm not sure how you would make such a distinction. These gradations are fine at a certain point. But take a look at the language of the Ktosa Shulchan, which is what gave me that idea. In Sur Zayin, he says, V'nira deshir ha-blila eino shava b'chola dvarim, ela b'chol davar kederech lisha so chayav alav. In every single type of mixture, it's based on whatever is considered to be derech lisha. V'im mishaneh, he uses the magic word, shinui. If you alter it, v'ose yose rach ma'at shuv havi blila raka afilu eino roi l'shasiya adayin. It sounds like he's saying, if it is unusual for this type of product, it's already called blila raka, and therefore mutter with another shinui. As opposed to what I would have assumed from the Mishnah Berurah, and frankly, everybody else, which is as an objective standard, there's blila ava, which is dough, there's blila raka, which is not pulling together, and then there's no Zale, which is liquid. So it's an interesting idea. Okay.
Kevin Levy calls it Lisha, but you deal with the Shinui.
Yeah.
But the Mishnah Berurah says it's not Lisha, but Mikol Mako. You should deal with the Shinui.
Correct. He says it's not really Lisha. You're right. It's an interesting point. Correct. One is saying it is Lisha, but I don't care, and the other one is saying it's not Lisha. In the end, they come to the same conclusion. Okay. If it is liquid, then Lisha is not at all relevant. If it's drinkable, it's not Lisha. The Bir Alach and Shin Chavala says this. The Chazanish's formulation is very simple in Source Ches. If you have so much liquid that it's just like cloudy water, there is no substance to this. Ain't no klal Mishum Lash. There is no issue of Lash. And I stress that because of Rabbi Ribiat on page on Source Ches, page 546, and then footnote 105. I just brought you the footnote. He comments in page 546 that honey does not qualify as lush. Honey would not. You put honey into a liquid or something along those lines. A honey-like, not honey itself, is a honey-like mixture. He says that would not qualify. He says it's not one unit. It's in source test. V'nira de'im amashke hu'av kokach kidvash havi bichlal zeh. Okay. I'm sorry, no, the other way around. I misread that. Sorry. The other way around. He says honey doesn't qualify as nozel. Honey is not considered to be liquid. Yeah.
You have like a thick barley soup, then you might have a problem if you pour like ketchup or hot sauce or something in it.
You with your ketchup again. So the question will be what is bonding with what?
It's a thick barley soup. He says if it's thick.
I mean, it's already thick.
You have a thick barley soup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's not like your chicken soup.
But you made that before Shabbos.
Yes.
Okay,
now,
so now what are you doing?
I have a thick barley soup, so I pour
ketchup
into it, or whatever. Or
so the
sauce.
Question would be, are you diluting your mixture by adding the ketchup because it is less dense than the mixture is? Or are you thickening your mixture by adding this? If you're thickening your mixture by adding this, or it's the same thickness, then for sure you're going to run into trouble.
Hot sauce. Thickening the barley soup.
All right, we have to talk about this later. I have to wrap my mind around the whole ketchup and soup idea.
But you said you have a thick mixture. That's
yes. Okay. Yes. So all the cases that people ask about that involve dissolving a powder in a liquid are. Advash as Rabbi Yitzchok
Zel.
Lo nozel.
Zel.
Yom kilu es. Zel. 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 So when it comes to dissolving powder in a liquid, cocoa powder, Rav Moshe says, is fine. Sugar into sour cream, the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa says is fine. Cinnamon and rice cereal, the first source I gave you, is fine. Rabbi Ribiat also quotes something interesting from Rav Shimon Eider in source Yud. When I make hot chocolate, I tend to dump enough powder in that it'll clump. So what do you do about the fact that you have clumps of powder that are in? So he writes the following in Yud. Mine avakim hanimasim b'mayim, powders that dissolve in water, kigon avak chalav, milk powder, cocoa, lefamim adshni masim noflim letachtis akli v'nasin begush. Sometimes they don't dissolve, they fall to the bottom and they clump there. Uboshin bo, and then you stir it up, nasin lamashki, and then they become a liquid. Hayim mutar lasos in b'Shabbos, are you allowed to make this on Shabbos? Again, he's quoting Rav Eider, and Rav Eider's answer is, mistaber shemutar, kemosim Sukkar, he says, mutter, just like putting sugar in something. The ikara heter who kinesinas shelag lamayim v'siyu ashlobe iruv ein lesser. He says, just like putting snow in water, it is fine. They are going to dissolve. There is discussion of putting snow in water. Yes, that's. I think I referenced it in one of the earlier ones. I just didn't read it aloud. It was in one of the earlier sources that I brought on this sheet too. They talked about the snow and water.
But the chocolate doesn't always dissolve. Sometimes.
Right, so if it really clumps, then I think you have a conversation. If it doesn't really clump, but just a little bit of it is stuck together, I'm not sure that's really an issue, particularly because, generally speaking, it's not your intent. You're not trying to make clumps of sugar, clumps of powder. There are people who like it that way. They maybe they'd have to worry. They're actually making it with intent. They like the fact you get a clump of this cocoa powder and then they can pick it out and eat it. Maybe that's another story. I think he's describing Mitzius when he says down below. I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters.
We have the same problem with sugar. So what kind of answer is that? Like sugar. The sugar often you have a taste, not sweet, and then you see, oh, it's all sort of clumped together at the bottom. That's why it didn't stir it enough.
But it's generally not clumped. When you deal with sugar, it'll fall apart. You may have a sugar zone where a lot of the crystals are found, but they won't. Sugar will not generally clump together. We have to do some scientific studies just to confirm this, but I think that's true. What about the other way around? What about if you have a mixture where it's liquid, but it will become solid over time, like Jell-O? So what do you do with a case like that? So the Shevet Alevi is unsure in Source Yud Aleph. Someone came to the Shevet Alevi and asked him, "How do you like your Jell-O on Shabbos?" No, he says, "Bikahadi dun shema arvim avkat hajelly." He says, in cases like ours, where they mix together the Jell-O powder, "Ava pisha b'shaito nira od kinozel," when you actually mix together the powder in the water, it is liquid. Mikomakom kevin sha'achar dakot skurot nases samich, since after some time it will become solid. Ulai hu bechlal. I'm in my staple, but I think it's Geder Lisha. Sorry, Gidre Lisha. He says, I think it could be Lisha. Umaodli bima haseis baza. I am very unsure. Vitzarech la'ayim. This requires contemplation. I should note, since we're also doing Bona and Makabah Pachish at the same time, there are those who discuss that regarding making Jell-O, whether it's a Bona discussion, a Makabah Pachish discussion, a Nola discussion. Jell-O is one of those foods that there's always room in halakha for Jell-O. So the Shevet Alevi is very unhappy in the end with people making Jell-O on Shabbos. But Melamed also prohibits it in Source Yud Beis. I brought it to you there. Also, Lahakin Jelly Idei with Avkat Jelly B'mayim, and so on. And Yorcha Shabbos, Perek Vav prohibits it as well. What about Tchina?
So, לכאורה, אתה מערבב את זה ותגיד שהבילה נעשה יותר בילה.
אבל זה, okay, no, זה שאלה שנגיע לה. Okay, עוד נגיע. So, there are cases in which שינוי is effective. And your Tchina case will be one of them. There are cases in which שינוי is effective. So, before we can discuss the שינויים specifically, we need to understand why שינוי works at all. Two pieces of Gemara that we need to discuss, Shabbos Kuf Mem and Shabbos Kufnun Beis Kufnun Vav. Kufnun Hey Kufnun Vav. So first of all, Shabbos Kuf Mem Amud Aleph discusses altering your mixing by using a kli or versus using your hand, as well as mixing gently. Source Yud Gimel. Chardal Shalasho Me Erev Shabbos. If you have mustard that was Nilosh before Shabbos. Nilosh we assume means mixed with water, although we'll see it's not so clear cut. But the mustard was mixed up before Shabbos. So the next day, Amar Rav Macho Bekli Avalo Biyad. Rav says you can smear it on Shabbos using a kli, but not your hand. That's an idea of shinui. So Amar Le Shmuel, Shmuel says, what are you talking about? Biyad adu kul adu kol yomam mafule. You think you use your hand normally, such that kli is going to be a shinui? Biyad meichel chamorimu. Just the opposite. Doing it with your hand, that's donkey food. Ella Amar Shmuel mamachol biyad veino machol bekli. Shmuel says, no. The proper shinui is to use your hand. Along comes Rabbi Elazar in the next line, and he says you're not allowed not with your hand and not with a kli. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, they're both fine. Abaye and Rava said the law does not follow Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rabbi Yochanan followed Rabbi Elazar to prohibit. And Rabbi Elazar followed the view of Shmuel to say, use your hand. And then Abaye and Rava said the law follows Rabbi Yochanan. At this point, we're very confused as to what exactly, who said what. This is the three-card Monty version of this. So Marzutra says, don't worry about Abaye, Rava, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar. Les helchus hakachol hanishmaitza. The law doesn't follow any of them anyway. Rather, it's the following. You mix it whether by hand or with the kli on Shabbos, and you could put honey in it even. How do you like that? But I have a different shinui for you. Mix it gently. Don't stir it up the way you stir something up when you want to mix it well. Just do a gentle mix. Shichlayim, cress, sheshchokan me'er Shabbos, which were ground up before Shabbos. Also, don't be tarev, don't mix it powerfully, just do a gentle mix. And then finally, shum shirisko me'er Shabbos, garlic that was ground up on Friday as well. So from this we get two ideas for shinoi. One, using your hand versus the kli. Two, mixing it gently. Then we get more shinoyim in the sugya and kufnu vavam and aleph, which picks up from the gemara that we saw last time. The gemara we saw last time was the very fun discussion about bir bar gibol, la bar gibol. The Mishnah had said you're allowed to add water to bran for animal feed on Shabbos. You're just not allowed to mix it up. That was Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda's view. And then the Braisa records a machlokas that we start with here regarding mixing a kali, parched grain. So, source Yudalid, Vahani Mili, we say this specifically, as I added in brackets, that you're allowed to mix the Kali. Who the Mishani, if you do it with a Shinoi? Heichi Mishani, what's your Shinoi? Amar Chista Al Yad Al Yad. So, Chista said, doing it Al Yad Al Yad. I don't know what Al Yad Al Yad means, so I look at the Ritva in Tesvav. Amar Chista Al Yad Al Yad, Perish Megabel Me'at Me'at, V'ochel. It means you do little by little and you eat it. That's what you're doing. Small quantities. We have to come back to that Ritva. That requires explanation. But that's the Ritva, and it's brought in the Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chafalef, Halacha Lamed Gimel, as we will see. So that's your Al Yad Al Yad Shinoi. Back to source Yadalid. Vishavin Shaboch Shinas HaShesis B'Shabbos. Everybody agrees you can stir up Shesis. We've talked about Shesis already on Shabbos. This is also some kind of a brand mixture. The Vishosim Zesam HaMitzri, and you are allowed to drink Zesam HaMitzri. Not part of our discussion right now. It's a medicine issue. So the Gemara says, V'ha'amrit ain't govlin. But didn't we learn you're not allowed to mix things up? Lo kasha, no problem. Haba ava, haba raka. It depends on whether it is a thick or thin mixture. And we said you require a shinui. So what is your shinui? Amar of Yosef? Bechol nosin es hachomis v'achakach nosin es hashesis. During the week you put in the vinegar and then you put in the solid. B'Shabbos nosin es hashesis v'achakach nosin es hachomis. On Shabbos first the solid and then the liquid. So that's your second shinui in this gemara. Your first one is small quantities. Your second one is changing the order of introducing the ingredients. Yeah, Jerry.
Have you done a conceptual explanation of shinoi yet?
Oh, you mean an overall discussion of shinoi? So yes, there's a major machlokus as to how shinoi works. Does shinoi mean I changed my mechanism? Or does shinoi mean that the product is actually going to be different and potentially inferior? Those are your two normal schools. There's a lot to discuss regarding shinoi. It would require a real set of shiurims for us to do this properly. But yeah, this is a classic debate. So what you're seeing here in terms of changing the order is part of that conversation. Is it that changing the order automatically is fine because I did it in a different way? Or is it that your mixture is going to be inferior? There's a reason why people normally put in the liquid and then put in the solid. Right? That way the solid goes into the liquid and it mixes better. If you put in the solid and then you put in the liquid, you're fighting an uphill battle trying to disperse the liquid throughout the solid. So it's that the product will be inferior. That's part of the question of how this shinoi works. What if you have a mixture for which it doesn't matter? What if you have a mixture which people normally do the other way? So we're going to have to talk about that. But that's another shinoi. Levi Breder of Huna Barchia Ashkeche Legabla de Beinashe de Kagabel Mursan Vesafile Le Tare. Levi Breder of Huna Barchia finds the person who is doing the mixing up the bran and giving it to the animals. Batash Bey. So he yells at him, kicks him, whatever, he makes him miserable. Asa Avuas, father comes along, when Huna Barchia comes along, Ashkeche finds him in this pursuit. Amalai Hachi Amar Avuah, the Imach, he says, you want to know what your grandfather said? Quoting Rav. And who is this? Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, that's the grandfather. Govlin, you're allowed to do this mixing as long as you do a shinui. What's your shinui? Sa'am Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Shlami Mishmei De'abaye Shesi Va'erev. You mix it crisscross, go this way and then go this way. And we'll talk more about what that is in a second. V'ala Ma'ariv Shaper, the Gemara says, well, that's no good. You won't get a good mixture. What's the point? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Menaro Lekli. Rabbi Yehuda says, you pour it from one vessel into the other. We had a distinction drawn here between Kali and Shasisa. So the question is, why is it that we have a distinction here, right? We said for the Kali, Yad al Yad. When it came to the Shasisa, right, we had a separate line that you're allowed to stir the Shasisa on Shabbos, Blila Ava, Blila Raka. So I have a discussion here in my notes about this. I'm trying to figure out whether we need to go into this, but it's not really a Lamaisa discussion. Maybe I'm going to leave it out. But the Magid Mishnah in Tezayin, running through the Aruch HaShulchan in Yud Ches, it's an interesting discussion on the difference between Kali and Shasisa. The Rambam thinking that they're separate things, others thinking they're not separate things. I'm going to leave it out because it's not necessary for now. Yeah. So if I need to refer back to it later on, I will. There is a discussion about it, hard materials looking like lush and the like. I want to see if I can get through it without going through this. We'll see. So here is my idea. Shinoi works if you are dealing with Belila Raka. And the idea is that in general, Shinoi will be acceptable if I'm dealing with a Dirabanan case. It's not really about Ava Raka. It's about Delraisa Dirabanan. If I'm working with a Delraisa case, the Mishnah Berurah says straight out. Did I bring it on the sheet? I did not. It's in Shin Chaval of Nun Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says explicitly that Shinoi will not work in a straight Delraisa case. The case on Kuf Mem, the mixing already happened before Shabbos. Therefore, I have knocked it off of the Delraisa. And therefore, I am allowed to add more liquid on Shabbos. And this goes back towards Jeffrey's question about the ketchup in the mixture. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and source your test. Chardal shalashom erev Shabbos. Every time I say the word chardal, I want to say, if you take someone who's Haredi Leumi and you mix them up on Friday, so I said it once. Okay, chardal shalashom erev Shabbos. If you take the mustard and you mix it up on Friday, yes,
one of those is correct, and one of them is
correct. Lemachar yochol arvo. The next day, you're allowed to do the mixing hein biyad, hein bekli, whether by hand or with a kli. You're allowed to do that. However, and you can add in the honey for those who want, but v'lo yitro flour v'bekach, don't do this rough mixture, ela ma'arvo ma'at ma'at, you do it only little by little, but you are allowed to add. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, next page, source, chav. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Yesh Omer B'Dahad Shari La'ariv Mashke B'Chardal Davka Shnasnu Mibod Yom." What did I do here? Why did I do it that way? I don't know. I did it that way. It's okay. The Shulchan Aruch there, that the Mishnah Berurah is commenting on, says some permit you to mix the liquid into the mustard specifically when the liquid was added before Shabbos, and therefore the solid is all wet. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'Imnasan Ksas Mashke Me'er Shabbos." If you only put in a little bit before Shabbos, Mutar Lozib B'Shabbos the Kulei Alma. Everyone allows you to add on Shabbos. Avol b'ma'at tipin lo. But not if you only had a few drops in there. Delo chashiv kimegubal al yadeze. It's not called mixed already. So in other words, the point is, you needed to have it pre-mixed before Shabbos. And that's what takes it down to a derabanan level. If you want to see more on that, Shmir Shabbos kehilchasa perechtes ha'ara lamites has more about this. Parenthetic. But the Shinoi is eligible because it was a Dirabanan in the first place. So the Mordechai thinks that the Heter with Shinuyim actually applies even if the water was not added on Friday. The Mishnah Berurah brings this in Source Chavalah. The Shulchan Aruch writes, if you have chardal that you mixed before Shabbos, the next day you're allowed to mix it whether by hand or with a kli. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, you're allowed to mix it with mayim or yayin. And then he says, va'afilu im lo nisarev mayim b'hachardal kodem haShabbos, even if water was not mixed in before Shabbos. V'nilosha chardal rak meitamsis lachusa. The mustard was mixed before Shabbos, not with foreign liquid, but its own moisture. That's good enough. Afilu achi shari achshav la'ariv v'hamashke. You are still allowed to mix in the liquid. Dal yidei anesina lo chashiv lisha l'dei azu ad shigabla. According to this view, it is not called lush until you actually do the gibul. Until you do the formal mixing. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes you this view, which is the view of the Mordechai, that you are allowed, even if water wasn't added on Friday. This is a problem. The Bir Halacha notes, I don't understand. The Rambam brings the case of mustard mixed before Shabbos, and he brings it in a Perek of Derabanan, in Perek Chav Beis in Hilchos Shabbos. So that must mean the liquid was added before Shabbos. What are you doing telling me that it was mixed only with its own liquid? So the Mishnah Berurah's answer is to say, it's not true. The Mishnah Berurah's answer is to say that mixture with its own juices is indeed sufficient. And the case in the Gemara was mixture with its own juices. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say. That's what the Mordechai is telling you. Whereas, in the Bir Halacha, he says, that's not the deal. In the Bir Halacha, in Soros Chav Beis, he says, that's not what's going on. He says, Lule de Mistafina, in Soros Chav Beis. He says, if I weren't afraid to say so, I would say the following. It's always very funny. When an Achman says, Lule de Mistafina, then all of us come along and read it as though he's not Mistafina at all. And we just take it as a given that, okay, this is what he thinks. I'm not sure who got it wrong, but I think it's us. That he says, if I weren't afraid to disagree with what the Mordechai put forth, I would say, Hamina Kipshuto, take the Gemara the way it sounds. The Mayri Shachardali Lo Shmi Baod Yom, that the mustard was actually mixed before Shabbos, meaning mixed with foreign liquid. That's what's going on. Water was added before Shabbos. That's what's going on. And therefore, all that's happening now is dilution. The reason why you're okay in doing this now, the reason why I'm allowed to add liquid on Shabbos, is because I'm only diluting it further. I'm not making it more of a dough. Ain dovers and mikri lisha. It's not called lisha unless elu shutari biyav mekach yish mezei yisura the dami lisha. If you stir it really hard, it'll look like lisha. We don't want you doing that. Midirabanan. But the way that the Bir Halacha takes it, unlike the Mordechai, is that the shinui is discussed on Kuf Mem, where the chardol was already mixed before Shabbos, and therefore I'm allowed to add liquid on Shabbos, is not that it's sufficient where it mixed with its own juices, the way the Mordechai wanted to say. Rather, it had to be mixed with real liquid, such that it's a quasi-liquid now, and because it is a quasi-liquid already, it's already a light mixture, and now, just by adding to it, all I'm doing is making it more liquid. That's why this is okay. Clear? Okay. What about the case on Kuf Nun Vav? Why did Shinui help there? So the implication of the Gemara's specification when it talked about Shesisa, that it has to be Raka, is that these are Dirabana, because Raka really isn't Lisha, as we already discussed before, and as the Mishnah Berurah specifies in Chav Gimel. Blila Raka Lo Shayach Bazeh Lisha. And we already talked about this, right? That's the idea, and that's why those Shinuyim will be effective. I should note here, the Chazon Ish has a comment. What if the liquid is added in segments? When you add the liquid at first, it's not raka yet. And then you do some stirring, and then you add more liquid, and you do some stirring, and eventually it'll be raka. So Chazon Ish says no good. Chazon Ish Moed Nun Ches Zayin Nun Ches Tes says you have to add it all at once in one kiluach, in one stream. Same in the Ketzos HaShulchan, same in the Bris Olam. They want it to be in the same stream. So therefore, the first way that Shinui is going to help for me from Kuf Mem, the first case in which this is going to work is going to be if you added liquid before Shabbos, and if all you're doing now is you're diluting. Your second way in which it's going to work is in the event that this is a Belila Raka, right, that we're talking about. But I should note, the Rambam actually says it's not about Raka at all. The Rambam gives you a third idea. He says it's because I think Shesisa is not a Bar Gibul. Right? That's the Rambam's out in Source Chav Dalet. He says if you're dealing with Kemach Kali, which is also a Lav Bar Gibul, he says Ein Megavlin Kemach Kali Harbe Shema Yavo Lilosh Kemach She'eno Kali. His only concern is lest you do Kemach that is not Kali. Umutir LeGabelas HaKali Ma'at Ma'at, but you can do it little by little. That's the view of the Rambam, that it's a Lav Bar Gibul, and therefore this this is a dirabanan, and therefore this is okay, as opposed to Tosfos, who says that you're going to be chayiv when you add water to a lav bar gibul. But the Rambam, this is the Rambam with his own view. So we have the principle that if you're dealing with a dirabanan, we will allow you to work with a shinui. That's the basic principle. We may require shinui in two different areas: adding the materials and mixing the materials. There is discussion about shesisa, which is raka, which I'm not going to go into, in Minchas Yitzchak, in Aleph Ayin Dalet. Fine. So what constitutes a shinui such that it will help if you're dealing with a dirabanan? If you're dealing with a dirabanan case, like a raka case, what exactly is this shinui? So at this point, we've seen six different types of shinuyim. I listed them for you in Chav Hey: hand, gentle, small amount, changing the order of adding the items, stirring it in a funny way, and pouring from one kli to another. We're going to go through them one by one. First, yeah. Sorry?
כן.
אז הייתי רוצה לחפש קצת, כשראיתי שמדברים על חינה.
יש מחלוקת על זה.
כבר יודע. Adam thinks it's the opposite. When Adam makes chena,
gush, that's a chizo.
Oh boy, so you have a three stage. Right.
I'm sure I'm going to be able to do it.
It's a good question. I want to look into it before I give any kind of real answer. But knowing what we're talking about now, we can start to think about this. In other words, okay. So right. So the shinui al yad al yad. So that was the one that we saw that the Ritva said means a little bit at a time, which is the way almost everybody understands it. Now, when we say a little, I should note, because the language that the Ritva used was, you make a little and you eat it. However, that's not the way it's generally taken in the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Chav Dalet Gimel, in the Igros Moshe, in his set of Chuvos, mini Chuvos regarding Lush, in Arachayim, in Simla Medalad, Lisha 9. They say, al yad means I make large quantities, I just mix it in small portions. So I take a little bit, I add some liquid, I mix it up, put it in the bowl. A little more, add some liquid, put it in the bowl. A little more, add some liquid, put it in the bowl. I'm making it in small units, but then I can make a lot doing it that way. So the Rambam brings this in Mishnah Terach Chavav Lama Gimel, the idea of doing a little bit at a time. The Mishnah Brura notes in Chavav, Vishiura de Ma'amad lo Bira Poskin. I don't know what Ma'amad actually means. Venera da Filu Yeshbo Kashir Brogaris. It could be that it's even a dried fig amount, the classic shear for food for all sorts of issues. Could be that's still considered Ma'ad. He says, I don't really know what Ma'ad in fact is. Mishnah Brura also notes, as we've said, it doesn't work for real flour. Right? Kemach Shenu Kali in Chav Zayin, he says it won't work because now you're talking about a Del Raisa. The only reason it works is if you're dealing with a Dirabana. The Nishmas Adam thought that everybody was wrong. The Nishmas Adam said, he's quoted in the Bir Halacha in Shin Chav Aleph, he says, why isn't Ma'at Ma'at a Chatzi Shiur problem? If there's really a problem of making a large amount, you're mixing it and making it a dough, so making a small amount is Chatzi Shiur. It shouldn't work. So Nishmas Adam says, that's not what Al Yad means. He says, Al Yad means Kila Achar Yad, with a Shinui. The Bir Halacha quotes the Nishmas Adam's question, and he says, you can't possibly give that answer, because everybody takes Al Yad to mean small amounts. However, your question is a really good question. So the answer he gives is that Kali is already baked, and therefore mixing it it is derech achila, and therefore it's only a derabbanan, and so small amounts work. That's his answer. Or alternatively, ma'adin is derech achila. I'm going to come back to his first answer about this being derech achila, because it's already baked. I'm going to come back to that later on. I'm not there yet. But that's the shinui of al yad, which you take to mean small amounts. Many poskim are very uncomfortable with this head. Yeah. Yeah. Right. If you're going to say that you want to, that your whole issue is a what it looks like, then yes, I would tend to agree. Yeah. Correct. So there are poskim who are unhappy with this heter. The Nishmas Adam's point is raised by them. The fact that we don't have a shear for ma'at makes things very difficult to implement. Rav Moshe does accept it as a shinui. He even says it's better than the change of order shinui. Sorry. It's in the Gemara. Yeah, so many things are in the Gemara. Rav Moshe mentions it in Dalet, Ayin Dalet, in Lisha Tes. The Aruch HaShabbos in Vav Yud Zayin mentions it as a valid shinui. Also, so there are, it's not a nothing thing. At the same time, various poskim seem to be very uncomfortable about its implementation, as opposed to the other shinuyim. So the shinuy in adding.
You could do other shinuyim.
Yeah, at the end of the day, whenever you deal with lush, there's a basic rule. It's kind of like the rules when you deal with muktza. Pile on as many different shinuyim as you can, and we'll tell you to do it. Even if it was mutter with one or two, we're still going to tell you to use like four. That's generally the way the post can do it. I'm not kidding. They'll tell you, oh, and by the way, stir it in an unusual way and add it in an unusual way. But I'm already doing a small quantity, and I'm already that's the way they tend to write the shuvos. And matov manoim, if you could also, do it while standing on your head. The shinoi in adding, changing the order for adding ingredients. So as we noted above, this can be an effective shinoi, even according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that the iser is in the act of gibul itself. We talked about this in the first shiur. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda can accept this as a shinoi, even if you say that let me make this more clear. We had a machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi said that you violate lush when you add the liquid. So for him, I understand the shinoi of changing the order makes sense. You're doing a shinoi in the act of lisha. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, though, that you only violate lisha when you do the stirring up. If you only violate lisha when you do the stirring up, then what is a shinoi in adding the ingredients helping you? How does that do anything for you? So the answer is, either you take the Igle Tal's approach, which I said last week, where he said that actually even the view that says you're liable when you mix believes that you're liable for doing both actions. It's adding the water and mixing. Or Rabbi Willig, in one of his shiurim, offers a different suggestion. He says that changing the order of addition fundamentally changes the quality of the dough. And this is the point that I made earlier, that it isn't just about changing the order in which you add things, it's that the order in which you add things matters when you're trying to bake. And therefore, it is significant. So let's say I want to do this shinui. I'm going to change the order in which I add things. Do I also have to do a shinui in the stirring? Do I also have to stir it crisscross? Is that required as well? Do I have to pour it mikli al kli? The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Vav just simply said raka and an altered order, and that was it. That was the way that it was suggested there. And that's in fact seen in the Shulchan Aruch when it discusses Shasisa. It only says do your shinui in the way you add it. Nonetheless, the Ramah wants you to do both. The Ramah is in Source Chavches. Shin Chavala Tezayin. He's dealing with the case of Shechlayim of Kress, right, where they were already ground up before Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, the next day you add your wine and vinegar and don't mix it hard. And the garlic also, don't mix it hard. And then the Ramah says, V'yesh Omrim, Delo Ya'arev V'kaf, Ela yad. And he also says that you should. I'm sorry. Was that the one? Was that the Ramah that I wanted? Sorry. No, but that didn't tell me that I require. This didn't tell me that he's going out of order in putting in the ingredients. Oh no, it is in order. I'm sorry. No, you know why? I'm sorry. This is what I was pointing out here. It's a shinoi in terms of adding the ingredients, right? But here he has Solomon liquid. He's doing a different thing. I'm not sure why I stuck this in here. I don't know why I put that Rama in here. Leave out that Rama. I apologize. The Mishnah Brura, though, in dealing with making horseradish on Shabbos, take a look at Chavtes. This is a classic. Im shachach lishbo chometz be'er Shabbos asocha krein. If you forgot to mix vinegar into your krein on Friday, tzarech she'yaseh b'Shabbos b'lila raka. So on Shabbos you do a b'lila raka. And he says no seina chometz v'yachar kach krein. Put in the vinegar first and then the horseradish. Shalom k'derech she'osin b'chol. But in addition to that, he says v'yachos b'kli atzmo v'nanei also. He also wants you to shake it up. I'd advise you to have a lid on it before you do that. But there, he's telling you he wants a shinoi in the stirring separate from the shinoi in the order of addition. Clear? That's the idea. Why is that? Why do you want a shinoi in your stirring as well? So it's likely to satisfy the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin's view, as brought in Lamed, is that you require a shinoi in the act of Gibul as well as in the order of adding because of the concern, which we already mentioned. That may be adding the water is not called Gibul. The mixing is what's called Gibul. And even though we gave two ways to explain why this still counts as a shinoi, Ava Bichem, the Trumas Hadeshin, isn't happy. Trumas Hadeshin says, since there is a tzad to say that Gibul is what is Lisha, your shinoi in the order of adding things does not suffice. So Gamkin, you also have to do a shinoi when you do your mixing. And that's why the Mishnah Brura requires what he does. So therefore we have a shinoi in the order of adding ingredients, but we also want a shinoi in the mixing. Sorry?
It's probably a good point. Time to find out for Jerry's issue before that. In general, that's a rule in shinoi. The shinoi has to be at the time of the Asiyas Malacha. Right.
Right. I mean, right. I think it's understood. But yes, you're right. That in terms of rules for shinoi, it isn't enough that your environment includes a shinoi. It's the act that is the malacha that has to have the shinoi. Not a prep. In other words, let's say I wanted to say I'm going to do lush on Shabbos by walking up to the bowl, leading with my left instead of leading with my right or whatever. That would be an extreme case. But
Rav Arthur just said if they put a pot on a flame in a weird way, it doesn't matter because
right.
Never helps with the
rice. So shinoi may reduce a del rice to a derabana, but it's not going to be mati or a straight del rice. That's correct.
It does.
I mean, other than when it does, fair. But as a general rule, I think this is a safe thing to say. If it doesn't, then you have to start asking what's going on. Whenever you see, that was Mishnah Brura's challenge regarding wash that I mentioned when I started on shinuyim. Whenever you see a shinui work to permit a del raisa, someone's going to jump on it and say, what in the world do you think you're doing? I think it's a fair call.
Yeah. And also, what if you normally do things the opposite way? So do you do things?
So, right, shinui tends to go, as a general rule regarding shinui, we tend to go based on what the olam does, not based on your personal practice.
So if I eat with my hands all week long, I should also do it.
Sorry, if you...
Eat with my hands, do it good with my hands all week long, I should put my hand in trouble, because that's shinui.
So I think as a general rule that's true. I think as a general rule that's true. I'm not sure that's a universal rule. I think as a general rule that's going to be true. Sorry? Say.
No, something smells like burning. Nothing.
Okay. That's no problem. That's not a shinoi here.
It depends. Right? That's the Gemara's discussion with the writing.
Yeah.
Right, that's the right. If you're a lefty, then
right.
Even though it's
correct.
It's
now, and it comes up in all sorts of cases. As a general rule, we believe that the shinoi should follow Rov Ha'olam. I can give you some other shiurim that aren't about Shabbos where this comes up as an interesting question.
It might need to be a opportunity for both.
Right. I'm running out of time, so I'm gonna go further with this. The other big question that everybody asks in this regard is, what if there is no normal order? What if there is no normal order for adding the things? So the Taz says, you're out of luck. Source, I lost my way here. Source Lamed Aleph. The Taz writes, the condom of the Baraka Huayde Shinoi Shebechol Derech Litenachom Etzchilo B'Shabbat Nozinekam Achtchilo. That's the case we were just discussing. Vinegar first, then the kemach is the way it's done during the week. Nimza Sheshinu Yu Goloi Lakol. The key is that everybody has to see the shinui. It isn't about shinui in product alone. It's about the appearance. And therefore, he says, if you have matzah meal, Ein Derech Yadua Ma Nosin Tchila B'Chol Kdei Leidam Awa Shinui. There's no way to know what is a shinui, because there's no normal way during the week. And therefore, he says, Asur B'Shabbos B'Chol Gavni Sherot Zelar B'Sakinu Kavakemach. He says, no, can't do it. They won't work. Says the Taz, you're out of luck. Nonetheless, the Mishavura quotes the Eliyahu Rabbah, who says, do the Gemara's shinoi. The Gemara's shinoi was food first, then liquid. That is your default. And the Mishavura writes in Lamed Beis that you could rely on the Eliyahu Rabbah, but then he wants you to do another shinoi. Okay, you should also shake it. You should, instead of stirring it, you find something else to do as well. So we have the shinoi in adding ingredients, and the key lessons that come away from it are that that we are still going to require a shinoi in stirring, if only to satisfy the Trumas Hadeshen. If there's no normal order, the Mishnah Brewer is happy saying, just do the solid and then the liquid, and it will be good to do another shinoi as well, which in any case, we want another shinoi in your stirring, so matzah l'manoi. Okay, shinoi in mixing. This is the most fun out of all of them. Stirring with your hands. Stick a finger in the bowl and stir the thing up from the Gemara and Kuf Mem. So the Chazon Ish says, you should know what you're getting into. He says in Lamed Gimel, Had the Mutter Biyad is like Shmuel, the Melech HaMorim, who? Gibel Hu Yafe Biyad, Avala Gibel Hu Yafe Biyad, the Avala Gibel Hu Yafe Biyad, etc. Bahavi Kitrefa, Venira Lefizet, Shim Lovesh Gemi Oshpoferesh Shamateches Al Etzba'o Asur Kedin Tarif Bekli. He says, if you're wearing rubber gloves or plastic gloves, or if you have a thimble on your finger, that's no good. That doesn't count. That's not Michael Hamorim. That's just like regular stirring up. It works fine when you mix something with your finger. I don't think that works. And not only that, he says, even though the Gemara said, do with your hand, his gear bads ba'o, your Zerua says finger, I don't see any distinction. Finger, hand is fine, but bare skin is what he wants. Rabbi Ribiad in Source Lamed Daled seems to ignore this Chazon Ish, which is a very unusual sentence. But he writes in Lamed Daled, the mixture may then be stirred slowly and in unusual fashion by using one's bare or rubber gloved hand and finger, or with the handle of a spoon. And in Ha'ara Lamed, he says, Masha kasamti demoelim yadom lubash pashut dei nafkamina. The Hanami Chashiv Shinoi. See, the difference is Ribiad takes the Shinoi of stirring with your hand as it's not as good as stirring with a kli. The Chazon Ish takes it as Shmuel's language, which was it's Michael Hamorin. It doesn't matter whether it's as good or not as good. That's the difference between the two positions. Do we require that you also do a shinoi in adding if you're doing this? So the answer is that in the Gemara's case, it was pre-mixed before Shabbos, and therefore there was no shinoi in addition needed. But the Shulchan Aruch does bring a view that you need to have the liquid in before Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura explains in Lamed Hay that this is within the view of Rebbe and then the Sefer HaTrumos, that adding liquid is itself lush, therefore you want it to be in before Shabbos. Question number two. Is gentle a sufficient alteration? You know what? I mixed these together in my notes. Sorry, I apologize. I put these together in my notes, the idea of mixing it gently. So the Rama asks, is gentle a sufficient alteration of Gibul? Is gentle enough? So the Rama thinks not. The Rama thinks, in addition to using Eruv, in addition to being gentle, he also wants you to use your hand. That's in Lamed Vav. The Rama quoting the Or Zeruah. And what if such items are normally... You're right. What if such? I just take it away, please. What if such items are normally stirred with a finger? So the Bris Olam says that that's no good. Then he says finger doesn't count as shinoi. If it's normally stirred with one's finger, then the finger doesn't work. And I don't think using a kli is going to be okay, even though it's normally done with one's finger. Okay, next shinoi. Shinoi in terms of stirring it in a crisscross way. So this is Lashina that we saw also in Daf Kufnun Vav, and Rav Moshe likes this the best. Rav Moshe in Lamed Zayin says, "Hinei Hashina deGibul Morsan du B'Shasi VeErev." As the Gemara says, "Mefurish Shalom Esarev Shapir." It's not going to mix well. Vaday Hushinu Hayoser Tov. That's the best. Kaim Shlonasa Gibul Karaoi, because it doesn't get a good product. VeGam Mashaytivu Shomlan Aer Bechli Kedeshi Esarev. Also having you shake it up in the bowl. Also, Nami Mistaber Sheina Gibo Batov. It won't mix well. Shalochin Kiagavna Shabishino Lonasa Karaoi. Yiya Bechoad Verm Shematirim Bishinoi Mutter Bishinoi Kazai. He says, if it's ever good with a Shinoi, it's good with this Shinoi. The Shasi Ve'erev Shinoi. As opposed to Ma'at Ma'at, where it doesn't damage the Gibul in the same way, or he says, the Shinoi of mixing in the solid and then putting in the liquid, he thinks is even less so. That's Rav Moshe's hierarchy of Shinoyim. How exactly does this Shinoi work? So Rashi's language in Lamed Ches, on Shesi Ve'erev, he says, Pam Achas Molech HaMakel Shesi, Upam Achas Erev. He says, once in this direction, once in that direction. And the way the Aruch HaShulchan takes that means, you just do it once. You don't get to go round and round and round. You don't even get to go like this, and then like this, and like this, and like this. Once in each direction and you're done. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says many times in Lamites, Nosin Maimagari Morsan Umolik Boatarva Chasiva Erev. That's how you move it around. It doesn't say anything about once in one direction, once in the other. And that's the way that the Bir Halacha brings it in Shin Chavdalid Umavir as the Halacha. You can do it multiple times in that way. I'm gonna come back to clarify one more note on that, but first I wanted to ask, do we require Shini when it comes to adding ingredients? And based on what I bring you here in the Shulchan Aruch in Mem, as well as in the Mishnah Berurah, I didn't bring the Mishnah Berurah on here, but based on the Shulchan Aruch as well as the Mishnah Berurah, the rule indeed is going to be you have to do a shinoi in adding the liquid as well. You're not just doing a shinoi in the stirring. I'm not going to go into why because I want to make sure to do one last point within this, which is within the view that you're allowed to do more than one, must one remove the spoon after each line? So there are two different views. View number one is it's enough that you're not going around and round. You do not need to break the pace. That's the base. Yosei's position. Sorry.
What's
Tarbat? Tarbat is a ladle. The position of the Beis Yosef and the Bach, drawing on the language of the Rif and the Rambam, as cited in the Chazon Ish as well, and the Aruch HaShulchan, is it's enough that you're not going around and round. You do not need to break the pace. So you can do Shesi Erev, Shesi Erev. You can keep on doing that. However, the Chazon Ish himself wants you to take it out after each motion, as his position is explained in Rav Moshe, and that's what I brought you in Mem Aleph. He says the concern is that otherwise, you could end up doing a circle, right? When you think about the motion that you're doing, you go like this, and then you go like this, and then you go like this to get around, and whatever. You end up making smaller circles, but they're still circles. And therefore, the Chazon Ish wants you to take it out in between each time to make sure you don't make a circle. The Bris Olam says that you must do that, and the Shmur Shabbos Kehilchasa in Ches Tes also wants you to do that to avoid making circles.
Can you rotate the bowl between going... And now you mix between like going back.
So you avoid making circles that way by rotating the bowl?
That way you mix better because that way you can get.
I mean, shaking the bowl always counts as a shinoi for mixing.
It's a real shinoi.
That's a good shinoi for mixing, shaking the bowl. So that would be fine, yeah.
Turning the bowl as opposed to turning the spoon.
Right. Okay, so I still have the question of whether immediate use matters. I have a bunch of practical applications, not including tchina, and I have a discussion of tikkun ochel. So what I'll do, I guess, is I'll record the last 15 to 20 minutes and send out a link. Thank you very much.